podcast episode with Life with Brittany, a peculiar podcast. I'm very, very excited today because I have one of my favorite people with me, and he's my first official guest on this podcast. So please welcome my boo, Marcus Smith.
Yeah, how you doing today?
Okay, so we are going to be tackling a lot of different topics. I don't really have an order. Just some things I would like to get your insight on.
Okay.
And as always, feel free to just be yourself.
Always.
Ask questions. Do whatever you want to do. It's your world. I'm just living in it. Not really. It's our world together. Anyway, moving on. Okay. So my first question is, how have you been coping with quarantine? It's been a couple of months since we've all kind of been on lockdown. And then more recently, you know, we're able to go a little bit more, but still on lockdown overall. So how have you been coping and what have you been doing?
Well, I've been fine, actually. Got everybody do their time differently, serve your time differently. So some people work out, some people read books, write. But, you know, I've been cool. The privilege of working remotely has been a blessing.
True.
Definitely.
How was that switch?
Oh, it was very easy. I had no problems with it at all.
No.
I was able to flow right into that one.
No rebuttals.
None at all. That was a blessing. But yeah, it's been cool. I was able to be in my space, create, and do what I do without, I guess, having to change a lot. Which, going out, we go out a lot of times or different places, but not just needing to be out at all times. So it wasn't too big of an adjustment for me.
All right. So do you find yourself being more creative now than you were before quarantine? Or is it about the same?
Actually, well, I guess how I apply myself, I should say. Mm-hmm. But in some regards, I do, but not really, because I do find myself being creative wherever I am or whatever situation, especially in structured situations. So if I'm at work, a lot of times I may end up drawing while working, or if I'm confined to a structured setting, sometimes I venture out in my imagination. So it just changes. And when I have my space or my time, you know, I get busy.
Okay.
As the kids would say.
Well, that's what the kids.
That's what they're saying
that's
now.
What the kids
that's what they
say
it outside.
Okay. All right. And so by creative, you mentioned drawing. What else do you do in your creativity? How do you express yourself creatively?
Creatively, any way possible. I'm open to trying some things. Recently, we did a paint and sip.
We did. That was fun. Hold up. Put a pin in that. We'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah. Okay.
No, this is you. What are some creative things you like to do? So you like to draw. I know these things, but I want the people to know these things. So what else do you?
I love art. So creating that, whether drawing, writing, music, things of that nature. I haven't delved into sculpting or things of that magnitude, but just creating. I love coming up even with ideas, so just using my imagination is something that I love doing.
So I'm gonna be more descriptive because you've given a very general, which is fine, but more descriptive speaking, as far as writing, what do you like to write? And don't say anything about, don't say that.
I'm not gonna say that. I'm gonna say I like poetry.
Okay.
I write fiction, nonfiction, music, just ideas in general, maybe scripts, screenplays, all those good things.
Okay.
So I guess that's a lot, covers a wide range.
It does, of writing, that's true. I will say this is just something that I'm just going to put a plug in for you. You're an amazing writer. You really are. I will say one of my favorite things to read from you are your short stories. One, because I'm envious, because I don't know how to write short stories well, but I think you do an amazing job of that. Also, when you mention you write music, I think you're a wonderful singer, even though you don't like to sing often, but I love that. And you have a very sexy rapping voice, so I told you that before. So where can people find your music?
My music is... Some is on SoundCloud at Scoop_Skywalker.
Okay, where'd that come from?
Well, Scoop Skywalker, Luke Skywalker, nickname Scoop. Put it together, you know, Scoop Skywalker.
I mean, but why did you pick Skywalker?
Because it's just different. Like, it's a different vibe. Like, maybe sometimes, you know, they say you're in the clouds or you're fly, so to speak, or you walk, you know, like differently. It. Jedis.
Come on.
All kind of stuff, man. You know, I can throw it out there, and if you can catch it.
If you can catch it,
I can throw it.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So, it was just something I came up with. Scoop Skywalker is similar to Luke Skywalker.
Oh, I got it. So, yeah.
Ta-da.
That works. Okay. And I know you also post on Instagram. So, what's your Instagram name?
My Instagram is Sir Scoop.
Okay.
But it's a little different. It's SIRSC0_0.
Yeah, you're one of them difficult people.
No, because otherwise it was taken.
Oh, no, I got you. So, but when you say that, it's kind of like...
I had to put a little something on it, you know what I'm saying? So, put a little twist on it, and there we have it. History in the making.
History in the making. All right, I love it. Great. So, you were about to talk about the sip and paint we did, which is a question I wanted to ask you. How has our dating life changed or been adjusted since quarantine?
It's changed because we don't go out.
No, we can't go out.
So, I mean, we go outside, but we are not going to restaurants or like shows or different things. So,
can't get cute for nothing.
Just having to be creative in the house setting or home setting.
Yeah.
And just coming up with different ideas of maybe going to something that is happening, like whether that's the park or something going on there, having a picnic, just things of those natures, just coming up with different ideas. Brittany had the idea to come up with the sip and paint, which was I think was cool. We had fun, we enjoyed it, we laughed, music. So it's cool just adjusting to what is available to us and exploring even new opportunities in that itself.
Yeah, that's true. I will say, I think it's changed a little bit, like you said, because we can't necessarily go to like a show or go out or do whatever, but we, you know, we're creative people, so we don't like to do the same thing all the time. Yes, we do like to go to, we went to movies a lot, but we had movie passes, so that was a perk. We had a movie pass, so that was cool, but we also like to, we went to a poetry night or we went to go see someone, do, you know, an artist or whatever, but we kind of like to mix that up anyway. So I think that component stayed, but just how those things were implemented. Like you said, I had the idea for the sip and paint. That's something I love to do that is super expensive. It's like $40 a person. And so me being creative myself, I've collected paint over the years. And then Dollar Tree, if you do not know, Dollar Tree has like canvases and paintbrushes and a lot of different things. So you can have a really nice night with just, it's very inexpensive. And then on YouTube, there's so many people that do different tutorials. You just pull that up, create the little ambiance, and there's your sip and paint, which was, like you said, it was fun. I enjoyed it. I definitely think your picture turned out way better than mine. But you definitely helped me correct mine to make it look like something. So I was thinking about, I made, what is it called? King and Queen? That's what we did?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it was called King and Queen, and you kind of tweaked yours. I did mine mostly like hers, but I want to add like a off-the-shoulder dress, I think. That would be cute to add it. Because all you see is, obviously y'all can't see it, but all you see is like her shoulder. So I would like to add like a dress or something, maybe.
Yeah, I don't have experience in the painting world, so... It was something new for me. We paint when we're young or something. Yeah. Like paint something like that, but that's not really my forte. It's more so just pencil, graphite, things of that nature, charcoal pencils.
So well.
I draw that way. I haven't done the mediums though. It's a little different. Yeah. And especially with the different brushes and then having to blend the different paints and textures and stuff. So it's a little different, but I enjoy it. I love challenges and being creative, as we've talked about.
Yeah. Okay, yep. So, sip and paint went well. Like we said, dating has changed a little bit, but we're still making those adjustments. So, I know you like to, at least we've talked about, you liking to travel and go different places. Mm-hmm. When quarantine, even though I've just seen on social media, a lot of people are traveling. I'm seeing people with the mask and getting on planes and doing whatever things they're trying to kind of pick up. I know they still have, you know, preliminary things they do. Maybe the seats are spaced out or they don't have many people on planes as they normally would. But I don't know how you feel about traveling right now. me personally, I would love to go somewhere. It's just the destination needs to be a little secluded because I'm not trying to be around a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But so my question is, one, would you travel right now during, you know, our quarantine kind of situation still? Our social distancing would probably be more appropriate to say. Or when things have hopefully calmed down a little bit better, where would you like to go, if that made sense?
Well, start off with the first end of the question. I would travel now. It just depends on the destination.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go to a heavily populated area with a lot going on or a lot of restrictions, as we see with Texas and Florida, California, a surge. So they're going on lockdown.
Us too, North Carolina.
It's not to that extent.
Yeah.
But they're going back to, I guess, the first phase pretty much of what it was, just due to the escalated rise in cases. So I wouldn't want to go there because it would pretty much be less to do.
I think California's doing better than Florida. Just kind of, they just did whatever they wanted to do.
Maybe per capita, but California had over 9,000 cases in a day, so that's not, I guess, great. But they do have way more people than Florida.
That's true.
So, I mean, I guess it's probably even out, but...
Anywho, I'm sorry. Go ahead, yeah.
Anywho, yeah, I'll definitely go somewhere, maybe not too secluded, but somewhere where you can have space and still enjoy things. Mm. It's somewhat open, maybe go out a little bit and just do some things there. As far as where I would go, if everything was cleared up, we back to normal, and people just worried about catching a cold.
I know. Remember those days?
That would change a lot because we were talking about going to different places as well. So that would open up the game plan a lot more. But, yeah, New York, Texas, places that we want to go now.
Yeah.
I guess the roles would flip, maybe even Florida. Maybe somewhere else exotic. I don't know, but...
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we can check out, like, I wonder how many cases. Does North Dakota have any cases?
North Dakota is not on my wish list. not saying it's not great. It may be some great areas in North Dakota, but that is not on my list to go. My GPS did not pick that one up.
But think about it. Since I can't look at you.
I'm not laughing at North Dakota or South Dakota.
I would love to go. Honestly, I want to go. Stop it. I wanted my dad to be stationed there for some crazy reason when he was in the service. I really wanted him to put down North Dakota. I just had a fascination about going. And I also watched this lady. I forgot her name, but she has a cooking show, and she's from North Dakota. So would love to go. But I'm just saying, it might be places like that you don't automatically put on your to-do list to go to explore. I don't know how many cases they have, but they're more an open space kind of state. That I've seen anyway, not really city, you know, not a lot of cities to get. Okay, whatever. I don't think you're feeling it. Nebraska? I don't want to think about cold places, but
Nebraska. Only thing comes to mind with Nebraska for me is Nebraska Cornhuskers.
I don't know about that.
I think their football game would probably be live because they show up deep and it's always live at football games and a lot to do in that area.
Trying to find places that wouldn't require you to wear a mask as much, though. That's the thing. That's what I'm thinking about.
You still going to probably wear a mask, I mean, regardless, but it's just places to go now. I don't want to be in the wilderness or mountaintops.
Why not?
And I'm not looking for that type of seclusion.
It's pretty. Have you been to a mountain?
It may be. Yes, I have.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah, but I just
get a cabin, have the nice sunrise, don't have to wear a mask.
But that's going solely for a view. I thought we were going to do things and be out and about. If you're just in...
Oh, I asked what you want. This is just me.
Oh, yeah. So I'm giving you my response. You switching it up on me. Why not? Why not a cabin? You know, so I wouldn't necessarily want to go there, but... There's no one I know there either.
True.
So I wouldn't have that on my to-do list as well, or places to go list.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, we'll see how it goes. I know I got to get it somewhere because it's just time. I have that itch, that travel itch. It's like I gotta go somewhere. So I don't know if you feel that same inkling. Not really.
Not necessarily. I mean, I want to go places, but not. Well, I gotta travel. I gotta go here. Things of that nature. So.
Okay. Well, we're going to switch gears a little bit. So, of course, we're all dealing with COVID. We know that. We're talking about quarantine. Something else that we have dealt with this pretty much our entire lives. But more recently, we're seeing a lot more of this, you know, happening in news, social media, things like that, is the Black Lives Matter movement. And definitely. I guess I would like to know, one, get your feelings about how it's going, some things that you think we could tangibly do, and then we'll kind of go from there, but just kind of get your insight on things that you've seen, how you feel about it, especially being a Black man. And that's kind of, I mean, Black Lives Matter has been around for a couple of years now, but like the last 2 months, it was kind of amped up due to the killing of George Floyd. So how do you feel about all that?
Well, first off, I feel like I've been a supporter of Black Lives Matter for my entire life.
Yep.
And
basically,
just seeing a lot of that surge take place is kind of, it's not deja vu. It's kind of like we've been through these experiences before as a country. And we've seen that, whether back to Ferguson,
definitely as a people.
Brown, yeah. You know, just name, you know, so many names to say. So to see it go to this level is good in a sense, but also it's kind of like tiring, or the opposite of that. It's kind of like, why do we have to?
Yeah.
But just seeing the reactions and seeing the different platforms that have came to be, or voices that have spoken out, or how people are reacting to it in a positive way and come together, just looking at the world respond with protests or unity or just signs of, you know, being allies in the fight for that. So it's been dope to see, especially for my generation, because it's like now we are those leaders that you always talk about with the next generation. So we are those leaders with those voices and platforms, and not just for ourselves, but make sure that's set for the next generation that follows and are watching. So it's beautiful to see a lot of us come together and have unity as a people. For sure, that's one thing that I enjoy seeing and being a part of. So I encourage it, and hopefully it brings about a lot of great changes. That's how I feel about it. I think it is. It's doing a lot, but we got to keep it going. So,
okay. With that, do you think certain organizations should do more? Do you think celebrities have a bigger task than us, that are a bigger responsibility because of the status that they're in? Or do you think we're all equal in a sense that we all have a part to play? Or what do you...
I don't hold celebrities or people of higher notoriety on a higher scale or responsibility than others, because that may not be their calling.
True.
So you don't have to be famous to have a higher calling in the matter, just because you're lesser known. So I wouldn't grade it on that scale. I think if they feel that they should speak or do something, great. Some people may want to, but not have that way to articulate it how they would like, or they may come off wrong, so they are quiet. So I can't really judge different situations to that degree because I don't know them personally. But I do feel like it's an opportunity to do whatever you feel you're led to do, because the information is there. We have the world at our fingertips. All we have to do is press a button, or learn, or ask a question. Just be involved, and you pick things up. So even if you aren't able to do that, maybe you can collaborate with someone who can help in that matter to get your point of view or your voice across. So I think it's up to the person and what they're meant to do and their capabilities, and going from there, that's what really determines the measure that they should be participating in the fight.
Okay, that sounds good. Good stuff. Do you, I'll ask this. Have you, and I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this, but have you throughout your life experienced racism?
I've experienced it to different degrees, but not like directly in my face or blatant, where somebody just try to spit on me or do something like hateful to that regard. That's a different situation. But
I think that's a whole other thing.
Tensions or remarks or different things like that, just seeing how situations play out, opportunities. Yes, I've experienced that. I think it's kind of like conditioned in a sense. Because, you know, normally people say, or used to say, or in the South, you know, it's racist. But those of you who don't know, we are in the southern part of America.
Yeah.
But a lot of times people say it's southern, but you see this all over the country.
Yeah.
From up north to Midwest to out west to South. So it's not just a region, but it's a country thing. It's a nation. And just to have experienced different things and go through that, I think we kind of have a different reality about it than others who may not be of the same complexion, skin tone.
Yeah.
So it's strange. It's almost like we're living in two separate worlds, even when we're close to each other or in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's just different realities. So, but in short, yes, I have experienced racism to different
degrees. So what do you mean by different realities?
Different realities would be...
Give me an example.
Okay, so as a black man, say you go outside, you have your hoodie on, and you jogging down the street. You may have different thoughts come to your mind as that unfolds because of connotations of who you are, or how you look, I should say. If you're bigger, it may be, oh, he's menacing, or people may respond differently. They may lock their doors or grab their kids, pull them closer. If you're a different complexion, you may jog, people wave, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
What's going on? It's just different things that come to mind. Just hearing some people talk of another ethnicity, Caucasian, whatever.
Yeah.
It's not, those thoughts don't seem to come across in the conversation that triggered in their mind,
because
that's not a reality that they've been tasked to deal with.
Yeah.
So it's just different subtleties that we have. You may do the same thing together, but you still aren't looked at the same, even if you're running by each other.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's a good example. I think one of my friends, Jennifer Black, hey, Jen, if you're listening, she posted something on Facebook, and I didn't really get to read all of it, but she was basically talking about it's in the heart. It's a heart thing. It's a heart condition. I know the way I was raised, one, being a military brat, and then also being a PK, which is a pastor's kid, if you don't know that. My brother and I were always taught we treat everybody the same. We, regardless of race, regardless of whatever, it's a human being. We treat you with human decency. And so that's always been my heart condition. And so I have never had to... I guess, walk through certain things that other people have with that. They have a struggle with, oh, well, this is a black person. Oh, this is whatever person. And they feel some kind of way about whatever. I've never saw that. Like, I know people say, oh, I don't see color. I really don't. I don't see it until it's in my face, if that makes sense. So what I mean by that is I don't see it until somebody treats me a certain way. I'm like, wait a minute. Why are you treating me like that? Or why are you treating somebody else that way? That's the only time I really see it. But I think, again, it's a heart thing because you don't just grow up hating a race or hating a type of people.
Certainly
or
not.
Hating a type of group of people. You don't grow up that way. That's instilled in you, or that's something that you've gained through other experiences. So I think, I mean, at the end of the day, I think it's a heart thing. It's unfortunate that we have to deal with that. I know I have several experiences of racism, unfortunately. I don't think any kid should have to go through that. I definitely did. Even as an adult, still dealing with different things. So I think it's unfortunate. And I hope things change. I am more hopeful now seeing, like you said, just seeing how the world came together, like over the past couple of weeks, just seeing all the different protests, like in Paris and just different countries coming together and just seeing that it really meant something to them this time. Because, you know, we've had protests before, we've had those things. And it's kind of just been, well, for me, I've only seen it in the United States, really. You know, and then to see it all over, that really hit a little differently for me.
Yeah, I think something sparked it, so maybe this was a time for it.
Yeah.
More so than others, even though other times things did jump off as well.
There were
protests, there were rallies, speeches, all of that, but now it seemed to have struck a different chord in the sense where it brought a lot of different nations to the forefront as far as us seeing it. Or being aware of it, or being so profound or felt palpable, I guess, to the audience, which is the world. So it's been different. But like you said, hopefully it brings about change. Even a little change is better than none. And just seeing people... people get indicted for things that they have done, which are heinous crimes.
Yeah. Murders, like
especially being those people that are in place to offer a sort of protection or to uphold the sanctity of keeping lives safe.
Mm-hmm.
And to see that reversed, then you're like, okay, well, who should we trust?
Because
mm-hmm. those, you could say, okay, cops are this, but once cops take off their uniforms, you don't know who they
mm-hmm.
are. And that's still the same, like you said, person with that in their heart, their spirit, their mind,
mm-hmm.
and they're out and about, so you don't really know who they are. It's
yeah.
kind of like Secret Wars of Marvel, but for those who are in Marvel, you know. But anywho, it's different, so we know it's an issue that needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
I don't think we can just eradicate it instantly. I think it will take years and
yeah.
years of doing something,
for
unless
sure.
something unexpected and miraculous happens. But outside of that, like I said, just looking and taking incremental changes and victories
yeah.
to heart and appreciating them.
Yeah.
Because that still steps forward to a bigger goal.
Yeah, it's just, my biggest, just treat people how you want to be treated. That sounds super simple, but that's really what it is. You don't want anybody treating your family member or treating you crazy or coming at you sideways when you're just trying to grocery shop or you're just trying to just live your life. I mean, you don't have to. I think that's one issue, maybe not just something I see in America because I live here, but I'm sure it's all over, that people have an issue if you disagree with them. And that tends to rise other things up. And I'm just like, you don't have to agree with everything everybody says. Respect, yes. Agree, no. I think we need to work on, you know, learning how to do that a little bit better. Treating people like we want to be treated and just creating a better atmosphere. I think we were at the park, I think this was like maybe a couple weeks ago. We were just sitting and it was just a peaceful, I don't know what day that was. It was a peaceful mm-hmm. evening. And I think you said, you were just like, it'd be nice if people would just, what did you say? Do you remember what you said? Like, it would be nice
yeah,
if people would
just... If people can just see how relaxing or calm it is if you're just dealing with
just
whatever.
The beauty
just
of a day.
Just minding your business, in short.
Yeah, because there were people, there were all, I mean, all different races out there.
Yeah,
definitely. We can kind of see, you know, different religious people, I think, just because of the attire that they were wearing. Of course, you
attire,
know, not
yeah,
judging that, but I'm just saying, you know, just making that judgment off what they were wearing. It's just different people were out and about, and we were just all coexisting, chilling, and
everybody
it was just
coexisted,
fun.
Breathing
like,
the same air,
same
doing,
air,
kind of doing whatever they do as their business, and not bothering anyone else.
Yeah.
And you can just enjoy your space. You can enjoy that time, that moment. Even others, if you talk, you might say, "Hey, oh, this is nice," or
yeah.
"Nice dog," or "How
yeah.
old is your kid?" Anything.
Yeah.
But it's not causing any issues.
Nope.
Until you make an issue.
That's what I'm saying. Just like some stuff is just unnecessary to me. But anyway, we can talk about it all day. That's the world we live in. But hopefully, like you said, hopefully change will come. And I do think we all have a responsibility to contribute in some way. I think what you said was really good. Some things aren't your calling, right? Like some things are just not for you to do. You want to help, you want to do whatever, but you have to do it within, you know, within your means. Like in Charlotte, they did the Black Lives Matter. It was different artists that came together and just created this beautiful mural. And it was just so unique to see all that. We were able to go down there. And so as an artist, I think there's certain things you do. As an educator, there's certain things you can do. Depending on what field you're in, I think that's kind of where you need to, you know, try to do the best you can to combat racism and other injustices that we have.
Just be you in the movement.
Yeah.
Don't be anybody else. Don't try to do anything. Because if you do try to do what the next person does and they
do
doing,
it, yeah.
it's not going to be accomplishing much. Everybody's doing the same thing. So
yeah.
we can all be ourselves and not have to worry about anyone else doing that better than us.
Yeah.
And that's the best thing to do to get whatever point across that you're trying, because it's genuine, it's true. And that's what matters most at this time. Not trying to fit in or say the right thing, but if it fits and is appropriate, voicing it how you voice it, nobody else can do that.
Right.
So I think that's something that adds a little flair to it, if you like to say
mm-hmm.
your own spin or spice to it. And you still contribute. Like, it just shows that we don't have to be the same. We don't have to be all aggressive. We don't have to all be soft. We don't have to all be articulate. We don't,
yeah.
you know, we can all be ourselves and be embraced in our culture and who we are and still stand for the same thing in unison. So
that's it's unity. You, at the end of the day, no matter what color you are a human being, and you should not want to see a fellow human being suffering like that. You shouldn't. That, I mean, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. That's just heavy for me sometimes. You just want to help and want to fix it, but sometimes it's just not that easy. So, one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, one step.
You were going to say something?
No, just one.
Oh, okay.
That's it. One step, one word. That's it.
Okay. All right. So moving on from that, you have recently been, well, I think it was 2 months ago. Well, was it April? I don't know. I don't even know what day it is today. Have been in Charlotte for 1 year. Is that true? Is that April was 1 year?
Yeah, it's approximately 14 months.
Oh, okay.
Now, because it was April of last, like April 7th. April 5th, something like that, of last year.
Was that early?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so April made it 1 year of you being in Charlotte.
Yes.
How does it feel? Do you think you made a good move?
I think it was a beneficial move. It definitely contributed to starting a new chapter in my life.
Yeah.
A lot has changed. I've seen a lot. I think it developed a growth in, I guess, mentally. Artistically, just in relationships, spiritually. So it's been cool. I've dug it. You know, I like it. I like Charlotte. I've been here before, but not living here. So living here gives you a different vantage of what goes on, how it is, the feel of it. So I like it so far. It's been cool.
Okay. So what's your favorite place you've been to so far in Charlotte?
My favorite place?
Yeah, maybe not favorite.
My house.
Your apartment?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, yeah. That's your favorite place?
Yes, because it's my apartment.
It is yours.
So that's probably my...
Yes.
But outside of that, I don't know if I have a favorite place. We've been a lot of different places, it seems. Since being here, we've been to Whitewater, which is cool. I like the ambiance of that. It was dope.
We got to go back there. Maybe not right now, but...
They're open. They even have trails and a lot of stuff.
I know they're open, but... Oh, they have trails. Maybe you can do one of those.
They do have trails and everything.
It's like $50 just to do... I mean, some of that stuff is real.
No, not to do the trail. Like, you can do that. They have... It's different. I have to tell you about it. But if you don't know, Whitewater in Charlotte is a nice place to go with family. A lot of outside activities to do.
I need to look at that.
They have restaurant, music at times. Rafting.
We went,
rock
when
climbing,
did we go for?
Ice skating. We went, I think
Memorial
it was like
Day?
Memorial Day or something like that.
Yeah, they had fireworks and they had a band. That was nice. That
was
really
nice.
Nice.
It was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice out there.
Yeah, I love any place that has water. So that was nice. Okay.
That's one. The Chinese place in the mall.
Oh, boy.
So, you go to...
You know what, though?
From Pineville Mall, hit the Chinese place up out there.
That is the only Chinese place that we actually both like. That's consistent on the taste most of the time.
Yeah, they pretty much.
That's a good price, and you don't have to guess about what you're about to get or what kind of restaurant it is. Because we've tried to go to other Chinese places, and the reviews were either crazy or the price. I don't know. It was always something off.
It's pretty cool. Like, it's simple, but it's enough to give you a slight variety, and like you said, it's consistent.
And they have vegetable plates.
It's not expensive at all. You spend about $7.50.
Yeah, if you have sauce at home, it's less than that.
It's pretty good. You get in, you get out real quick. Check it out.
I don't even know the name of it. It's a Chinese place in the mall. It's right by Barnes and Noble when you go in the food court.
You'll know what place we're talking about.
Okay, so outside of that place, where we don't really go to a lot of food places. We cook a lot.
Yeah, we went to Lou's Tavern. Lou's.
Oh, no, that's Lou's. When I was eating meat. Good
we went
times.
To Lou's. Lou's got Lou's some good stuff in there. It's
pizza and wings is what we
it's
had.
It's a little
ducked
off. If you're in there, like, it's not always a crowd. Most of the time when we were there, it wasn't a crowd, but we went in the day.
I like that, though.
You can play pool. You can go
it's
to
like
the
a
bar.
Tavern.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it is a tavern.
Okay, Lou's Tavern.
So, you can go there. It's a nice place. It's right in the midst of a lot of different things as well. So it's cool. We went there.
We were just starting to try to get some stuff done. Well, hang out uptown, and then, quarantine happened, but... I would like to kind of see some more. There's a lot of little hidden spots uptown as far as food places go.
There's a lot of hidden spots all around.
That's true.
The area, because Charlotte has a lot of different, like, boroughs.
Yeah.
So, at 4th Ward, you have Uptown, you have...
There's a lot.
Even in Ballantyne, like, it's just different places you go.
Yeah, I forgot about there's places in Ballantyne, too.
Aresley, you
Steel Creek.
You got a lot of different places, man. You just got to travel, and you might come across one that nobody talked about.
Yeah.
Just discover different parks, for sure. A lot goes on in different places.
If Charlotte don't got nothing else, they got parks.
So it's a lot. Parks. It's a lot that goes on. Food Truck Friday. You have just different things going on, and right now it seems like a lot of creativity is in the city.
Yeah,
definitely. So you can get out. You can look at murals. You can look at art. You can look at people doing different timepieces or music. It's a good feel right now. So it's a lot of different places to check out.
What's my new favorite food truck? It was the Euro Man?
Mr. Falafel.
That wasn't his... No, that wasn't the name. I thought it was called Euro
name.
Man.
Euro? No, I don't know about
Euro.
Yeah,
it was called Euro Man. I think that was what came up on my debit card slip. Euro Man. I had to double check. But it's... you're looking at me like...
I don't know about that one. I don't know about no Euro Man.
I promise you, I think that was the name of his food truck. I think so. I'm going to confirm that. But anyway, they have the best falafels. It's so, so good.
And they take card.
Because the man right down the way, which was, a couple of feet from him?
Not a couple feet.
Or a block.
About a block.
Did not take cards. And I felt some type of way. But
straight cash. Like it's 1995. I said, sir, I'll holler at you another time.
We were about to go get the cash. But then the Euro Man came to my rescue. And I got my... My falafel, he gave us a good amount though.
He gave
me like 8 falafels and some rice and a salad, and it was $8 with a drink too.
And he had a bigger variety of things than the others.
Yeah, he had a lot on his truck.
He cooked it fresh.
Yeah, he got a lot of fries too.
Yeah, I got a lot of fries. I got a lot of spuds on me.
Okay, all right. Okay, so overall, Charlotte has been good to you.
Mm-hmm.
Been able to make some moves and.
Yeah. Still expanding, growing in that. But I like it. Like I said, it's a lot in the area and in the city to do. And if you venture outside of that, you got Concord, you got University. So,
We need to drive a little bit, I think, maybe soon. Just take a little drive, check some things out.
Maybe.
Okay. I'll put that in the back of my mind. What is, and my transitions are not the best today because I'm kind of just popping off of things I was thinking about asking you. And if you have something, please interject because, again, I'm just kind of rambling on some things I was thinking about. I don't even know, do you have a bucket list? Not literally. I know you probably don't write those kind of things down, but do you, know the concept of the bucket list, right?
Okay. I do.
Yes. Do you have anything on your bucket list? And if so, what is one thing you would like to share that's on there?
Sharing. I don't know. Probably write a book. I think that would be on one thing I could share on my bucket list.
Yeah.
Being just a writer, which I don't really call myself a writer all the time, but now more so definitely looking to call myself because I write for a living, literally.
Yeah.
So.
But you are a writer.
Yeah, I write. Coming up with a book, putting that out is definitely one of the things I would love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I have different ideas of books to come out with. So just knowing that is in the works as well is definitely on my bucket list and is an item I would like to check off soon.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope. Stay tuned. We will be back after these commercial breaks.
Go ahead and hit me with a commercial.
It's Euro Man.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I wish y'all could see his face. Anyway, that's actually it was on my bucket list to write a book. I was blessed to be able to do that. But in that same pathway, I would love to be a full-time writer, like a full-time novelist. That is on my bucket list, and I really hope that comes true. So I'm kind of with you on that one for sure. I definitely have... I know in my mind at least I have 2 more books that hopefully will come out soon if the Lord say the same, so we'll see. But on mine, aside from that, I don't know. I think I need to look at that again. In my mind it used to be longer, And now, not so much. I don't know.
Yeah, I have a diverse list, but I don't want to get too much into it. I like to go about it differently. Mm-hmm. I don't want to put too much out there, but
I feel you.
I do have a diverse list.
I know one of mine is to go. I do want to go to like Thailand or something like that, like go to a whole nother place. I have that a desire to do that, but I don't know. I might need to sit down and do that one day when I have some time, is create a new bucket list.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Name at least like 3 places that you would like to go that aren't in America.
Right now?
Yeah, or tomorrow.
Oh, shoot. Japan, because my papa was stationed there for a little bit and he brought back us some cool stuff. Thailand, I don't know. One of my friends went and she got to hang out with elephants and it was just really pretty, the pictures that she showed me. So I just have an interest to go there. And the Netherlands. I don't really know why.
The Netherlands?
The Netherlands? What did I say? The Netherlands?
You said Neverland. Peter Pan. And I don't want to go there.
No. What does it say?
Netherlands.
I don't know what I was talking about Peter Pan, I guess. There are Ireland.
You want to go to Ireland?
I just want to hear them talk. I mean, that's love.
You can call a video to just hear somebody talk.
You
want to spend thousands of dollars?
No, but one is beautiful. The food seems very interesting to me, the things that they make.
Celtic culture?
The what?
Celtic culture?
What is that?
You talking about Ireland?
Yeah.
The Irish?
Yes. And potatoes and...
And potatoes.
Casserole.
Okay. All right. For all the Irish people out there, we need y'all to call in.
And let us know
what y'all eat besides potatoes and casserole.
No. For real, though. No, I had a student. She was of Ireland descent, and she made this... Oh, my gosh. That's when I was eating meat. She made... It was like... potatoes with bacon and some type of cream something. I don't know. It wasn't hollandaise sauce mix. It was something. It was amazing. Mm. So I would really like to go. Just for...
The food.
The food and the beauty and the language. I don't know. I just like it.
Okay. Alright.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Greece? Rome? I mean, there's a lot of different places I want to see.
Yeah, I haven't done a lot of research on what they look like now.
Oh, yeah, so I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know Rome does have, like, a lot of ancient architecture and things of that nature, but...
Greece is just beautiful, though.
Yeah, Greece is nice.
It's beautiful.
Greece is nice. The parts that I've seen.
Right.
You know,
of course.
Sure
I mean,
hood or something.
Everybody does. I mean, but who's trying to go there?
Exactly.
Just like here, I'm not trying to go to the hood. We're here.
Exactly.
Like, I mean.
But you wouldn't know about it unless you research. You think you flying right over there. Oh, we going to Greece.
Oh,
and
shoot.
They drop you off in Greece.
Yeah, you're right. Nothing wrong with the hood. That's just not someplace I'm trying to.
Especially
trying
not
to be.
Overseas. I don't not know how they get down.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, anyway, moving on. I don't know. We had to think about that. So, I guess my last question for you. Because you are very diverse in music, you have played me songs that I have never heard and never knew the artist, and I really enjoy those songs. Sidebar, you're supposed to be making me a playlist that you have not made yet.
It's in the works.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's in the works.
All right, y'all heard it, so you have to, you know,
I can
hold
them
to it.
I can make 10 songs. dang, all I get is 10 songs, and I'm going to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so y'all hold him to it. He's going to make me a playlist. But okay, let's see. 2 artists that you would recommend for the summer. Even though summer is, anyway, we're just going to keep it that way. 2 artists you'd recommend for the summer and 2 movies that you would recommend.
2 movies
and
2
artists. Yes.
1 artist would be Sir. I think he's dope. He is a singer, but he has his groove to it, like to a lot of his songs, and it gets you in the vibe. It's real chill. He's from the West Coast. I think a lot of people would like him. Let me see. Free Nationals is another. They're a group. I think they have like a little, what should I say, eclectic sound to them, but it's something that you can bop to or just chill and vibe to as well. So just something for the summer. You get out and enjoy being outside, being with people. You can play it. You can have a nice shindig if you would like.
Okay, shindig.
So those are the 2 artists I would recommend for your summer playlist. If you don't know them, definitely check them out.
Okay.
And what was the other question?
2 movies.
2 movies. What good movies should I say? Should it be new movies or old movies?
It's up to, well, do one new old. One new old. I don't know what that just was. Do do one new and one old. Or two new, it doesn't really matter. It's whatever you want to recommend.
Okay. Well, just an action movie. I do like Den of Thieves. That is an action movie, and it's kind of a thriller psychologically, and just like, okay, what is about to happen? Are they going to get out of this? It's something I recommend. I like it. I think you don't have to be totally like an action buff to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because it has some other factors to it as well. But that would be one, I guess it's somewhat new. It's about 3 years old, maybe. 2 or 3 years old.
Oh, really? That was like older. Mm-mm. Like early 2000s.
No, it's only like 2 or 3 years old. Okay. Something of that nature. Old movie? I got to think on this one.
It doesn't have to be old.
So Uptown Saturday Night.
Uptown Saturday Night was really great. And I know, was that Kevin Hart that was talking about?
Kevin Hart was talking about
doing a remake with Chadwick Boseman. Chadwick Boseman. Which, I don't really...
I would rather see Childish Gambino, Donald Glover, reprise the role that Bill Cosby had in it. Because I think they fit that same character.
I could see Chadwick playing Sidney Poitier. I could see him doing that. Kevin Hart, although I love Kevin Hart, I can see him as an actor in that movie, just not one of the main actors. Like one of like Cosby or Sidney, I can't see him playing either one of them. But like playing one of the characters in there, or maybe they create a new character to go along with it. I can see him playing somebody else, just not those two main characters at all.
I don't even think Kevin would want to be the main person in this one, maybe. Yeah.
I think he probably wants to direct it.
He could, but I can kind of see him venturing to another area as far as the movie is concerned, because then you have Flip. There's so many people that were in the movie.
Yeah.
I think you had, was James Earl Jones in that one?
No,
he was in the other one.
He wasn't in that one.
Okay, but you had a lot of people in there. Flip Wilson was in there. You had, so you can play all, like, one of
the gangsters?
The gangster, the head of the gangsters and stuff. Yeah. Like, you can have fun with it. And I think it's one of those movies that allows you to have an ensemble cast of stars.
Yeah.
And just enjoy, like, playing around and coming up with ideas that it can be dope. So, if you haven't checked it out, check out Uptown Saturday Night. It's something that probably make you laugh. You'd be like, okay.
They
into all kind of stuff. Like, what do you got going on?
I will say that it started off a little, I mean, not super slow, but it starts off kind of like, okay, like, you know, why is this movie so great? And then probably within 30 minutes, you're like, okay, what's about to happen? And then it starts getting really good. So, yeah, you just got to sit and watch it.
Yeah, it's different. It's definitely something you can watch with a family or with your significant other, by yourself, and just kick back, relax, and enjoy a movie, you know, a good quality movie. So, it's not a lot of excessive, explicit language in it or obscene scenes and things like
it's
that.
It's clean.
So you can still enjoy it, though. But that would be my two movies.
Okay. Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Smith, do you have anything else you'd like to add or tell the people?
Yeah, stay great. And by that, I mean just stay being yourself. We do have a lot going on, so if you feel the need to unplug for anything, just to recalibrate your mind, your spirit.
Preach.
Do that. Enjoy the things that you love to do. As long as it's positive, it's not hurting anybody, go for it, go big, dream, and keep striving. You can do it.
Yeah, and then I will say, you know, sometimes we feel like we have to be doing something because we're quote-unquote quarantined or we're, you know, going through a lot of stuff in our society and our world and things like that. Like you said, unplugging is so important, even if you just take the time. I know, like, I was telling you, I felt like I needed to be doing something. I ended up just sitting and not doing anything. Like, I didn't even watch TV. I just laid down. And sometimes you just need those moments just to be.
Yeah.
So.
Because you don't even have to be aware that you're subconsciously immersed in tension or just a lot that's going on in the news or what's on social media or people just talking about whatever they're talking about.
Yeah.
So sometimes you can just relax and zone out. Some of it might be playing games, might be watching a movie.
Yeah.
Maybe listening to music and drawing or writing or riding a bike, whatever that is for you.
Yeah, make sure you get fresh air for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get outside, get some fresh air. It's good for your body, your lungs. Yeah. But just having time where you don't feel rushed to complete something or in a race. I think it's vital for growth. And in the long run, you come out ahead for doing so.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's very true. The last thing I'll say is also, and people don't think about this, and I think I wasn't thinking about it when I was kind of stressed and just trying to take on way too much stuff as I usually do. Just eating comfort food. And sometimes, I mean, it's fine to eat comfort food every once in a while, but eating it a couple times a day, one and then a couple of days, that can really start to weigh on you and change your mood and make you feel sluggish. And it just does a whole lot of different things. So just making sure that you try to incorporate eating healthy. A lot of people aren't really getting out as much as they used to. So if you're not eating right and you're not being active, that's weight gain, that's mental stress. It's a lot of different things. So even something as simple as having a salad instead of having the ice cream, or have, you know, just kind of making better choices.
Yeah, definitely. You know, eat fresh.
Yeah.
Sometimes convenience is great, but sometimes that can be something that you would like to avoid as well. Fast food or a lot of things are canned or microwavable. Just get something fresh. It might take a little longer to cook it, but it'll have better benefits to it.
Yeah, for sure. Sounds good. Well, thank you, babe, for coming on my show today.
No, I do what I do, and I can do it how I do it.
All right. Sounds good. It's been nice having you here as my first guest.
Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. So that's all that we have for today. So thank you all for listening. Like Marcus always says, keep striving and keep going towards your goals.
Definitely.